Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Charming.
Noah, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Got all that done?
I'm good.
All right.
You hocked up that half a chunk of lung?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Tastes delicious.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together. Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta, Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech, politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Hey, what's
indeed.
Going on?
Indeed.
Episode 108.
Feeling
is great. I knew it. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the pressed for time A in Tancast.
I'm Noah. I got some time before the bitch gets home. I mean, my wife. She's a lovely lady. Love her.
I'm pressed for time as well, as I have a hungry wife waiting to eat with me. So this is going to be one of those short shows you read about.
Yep.
All right, we're done.
So good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to Tancast.
Not necessarily going to condense all the content down into a short. More, we're just going to cut off. Because let's be honest, we don't really ever have content.
Why don't we skip 10 laughs at the front, and I'll just throw some on at the end when I can record by myself.
That sounds good.
So we can just go into content.
Indeed.
Do you and the wife always eat together, Tim?
Pretty much.
Look at you guys. You guys are so cute.
It's lovely.
This was not what I was hoping for when I suggested content.
Me and my wife don't always
I'm
eat
sorry,
together.
No one else. Sometimes we just gotta, stretch our vaginas out. Take them for a walk. Every once in a while, Noah and I have a biological need to go, aww.
So cute. She's waiting for you. She's hungry right now, but she's like, I'll be strong. I'll wait for my husband. I'm gonna wait for my man.
My wife would be like, fuck that guy.
I need to
I am
eat.
Hungry. I will eat.
I made the meatballs. I just gotta make the paschetti.
Oh, you still got cooking to do? Shit,
yep.
Dog.
All right, let's go super fast. All right, everybody, push yourself on 2X. iPod time.
I bet that sounds crazy really fast.
I bet Katie's head just exploded. I hope not. That would. A, that's one less listener.
And B, someone's got to clean that shit up. That's going to ruin someone's day.
We can't go down to one.
I don't want to clean a brain today.
And C, we can't be losing hot chicks. That's not what this podcast is all about.
What is this podcast all about?
We're three guys. It's all about the hot chicks.
It's like Lost, Noah. I can't tell you what it's all about. You have to figure it out, and then I'm not going to give you the answers, and you're going to complain about it, and I'm going to say, I couldn't give you all the answers.
Yep. And then you're just going to have to argue with people over the internet.
If I had your questions, it's only going to lead to more questions.
That was it. That was the fucking dick excuse that they gave.
But it's very true as well.
What if your teacher said that like in classes? Wait. If I just answer your question, it's going to lead to more questions. Basically, figure it out. Fuck you. It's algebra. Yeah, how hard can it be?
At a certain point, those questions would have to become stupid questions because you would have asked all of the smart questions. I have to just imagine that there's a finite limit. It's not like, the, Daddy, why is the sky blue? Why? 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 It's like, all right, well, what was up with the fucking polar bears? Yeah, okay. Is it the Dharma Initiative was running shit on the polar bears? Why? What specifically about them? What were the fucking numbers? You say there's an equation.
Why did you pick the brother?
Hmm.
All right. Before this becomes the shortest Lost bitching episode of Tancast ever. So, how are your guys? What, one day and 6 hours?
Wait. There was something we meant to bring up last week, but no, we were running long, and if you listen to last week's episode, you can hear when Noah stops becoming interested in the show anymore. Like, he checks the fuck out. And so I said, is there anything else we want to talk about? And Noah's like, nope. Even though Even though Noah went on a rafting trip and interesting things happened, but he's like, fuck it, I don't want to talk anymore. I want this to be over. But joke's on him, we went on for another 20 minutes.
I had shit to do!
Nigga, we all got shit to do, motherfucker. Shit. Now talk about your motherfucking rafting adventure before I kick you in the dick.
Noah, talk it up.
You're not going to kick me in the dick.
Well, it's an idle threat.
I went rafting. There's water and rapids. The end.
That was worth waiting a week for, wasn't it, kids?
It's not a week for me, baby. So I suspect Tim wants me to talk about when I fell off the boat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because Andy didn't get the story explained to him. He didn't have it.
No.
He wasn't at the dinner party.
I was not. Because I live far away, and that's sad.
Maybe you should move closer, homo.
I wish I could. I can't even afford to live here, dude.
I wish I could, baby.
I wish I knew how to quit Georgia.
Anyways, so yeah, we hit a rapid. Me and OG Steph fell off the boat, and we both were trying to get back. We fell, and then we're like, all right, our person... I think Zach was trying to help her get back in, and my guide was trying to help me get back in. And before I could... Well, I grabbed onto her paddle so she could pull back in, and then I got sucked underneath the boat. We both got sucked underneath the boat. That was very frightening. I thought, is this it? Is this where I die? Because I was like, I'm underneath the boat. I cannot breathe through a boat.
Wait, wasn't it an inflatable boat?
It was an inflatable boat, but...
And aren't you black? Shouldn't you have a knife?
No, I did not have a knife. I could not stab the boat and suck the air out. So I eventually got from underneath the boat, but then I was still underwater, and I was disoriented, so I was like, I hope this way is up. I just started kicking.
That's the worst. Speaking of somebody who's almost drowned, awful.
Although I guess my life jacket would have took me up anyways.
Yeah, but you know, you also have that big bubble butt, so what if your butt had been slightly more buoyant than the life jacket? You could have just been, you know, ass up.
How does the life jacket know which way is up? I know it sounds kind of like a dumb question, but...
Well, because it is lighter than the molecules are less dense than water, so it is forced up above water.
Or in the opposite way of direction? I mean, gravity?
Correct.
Yeah, I guess so, right. Note, okay.
Note the date and the time.
What?
Tim, I'm so proud of you. You gave a scientifically accurate answer.
I'm sorry. What I meant to say is, the poopy goat gets flinging and the jacket goes, whoa!
Your mom floats in my balls.
That's what I should have said. Because it knows your mama's mouth is there and that's where the jacket likes to stick its dick, bitch.
And now you're living down to my expectations. Kudos, sirs. Sirs, in fact.
That's how I live my life, down to your expectations.
So yeah, then I got to another boat. I was far away from my boat. And some guy pulled me in. I was very happy. I was like, he's like, you want me to pull you in? I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to get out of this fucking water.
No, I think I'd just like to bounce off a couple more rocks.
I did hit a couple rocks. Not too bad.
Ooh.
And then the topper to that story is that me and Steffi were wearing sunglasses, and we both lost the right lens to our sunglasses.
So what do we do now? We die.
Last Starfighter.
Indeed.
But all in all, it was a good trip, minus the thought I was going to die part.
Yeah.
You didn't like that part?
That usually is the low point of most trips. Unless it was a trip to see Dr. Kevorkian, in which case that's the upside of the trip. I thought I was going to die.
And then I did. It was wonderful. Because that's what I went there for. But I will go in again next year. Tim said he might go again next year. I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it.
I might go for the first time next year. I can't go again if I've never gone before.
Yeah. Tim might go next year for the first time. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a good time to believe it. Until then, it is highly suspect.
Exactly. Until then,
no will be the T for the Doubting Thomas in Tancast.
Probably the most frightening part was the ride down on the small road with our driver named Santa. He liked to get close to the edge. Oh, not only that, the road was small, and then a semi would be coming the opposite direction, kind of bleeding over into our side of the road. It's like, oh dear.
So I just got this mental image of Tim yelling at that dude. Like, hey, no reindeer on this ride, Santa. You keep that shit on the ground. We can't fly.
Keep it on the road.
We're in the
tombs.
Tombs
back here. Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie.
If our hands were metal, that would mean something.
Rent it.
Love it.
Oh, love it.
Netflix it. Wake everyone up while laughing at it while they're asleep in your friend's dorm room.
You know what's really sad is they actually had to slow down their jokes for that because somebody had, like with the production company or whatever, had told them that if they were going too fast, that all the people in the theaters laughing would be like laughing over the next jokes. And the writer guys were like, well, fuck it. They can come back. Like, no, no, slow it down. So like if you actually watch episodes, the jokes are a lot more rapid fire than they were in the movie.
I like the movie a lot better than I like most episodes, though. So maybe that tells you something.
I think they were more polished for the movie. Like, there was fewer of them per minute, but I think they...
Oh, yeah, because they don't have to churn out a movie every week.
Yeah. I don't know, though. Manos, the Hands of Fate was an excellent episode.
Your mom was an excellent episode.
Boom! So, ding! I showed her my Hands of Fate in her vagina.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that is the Christian thing to do.
What?
Man, we didn't even get to the Christian threesome pages on that website.
I double fisted her.
Oh, apparently it's Christian to have a threesome if the third if two of the people are married and the third woman is feminine, like doesn't try to take on a masculine role and is unmarried, and the man can like have sex with her as long as the wife okays it, maybe. But if the other woman is married, then only the two women can do things. And the guy's got to, like, not even have lustful thoughts about her.
All these rules!
I know.
Family rules!
Go. On the one hand, it, like, blows the mind. It's like, wow, there's Christians trying to, like, figure out some way where a threesome is okay with God or blessed by God or whatever. But at the same time, coming up with a list of rules to make sure you would never want to have one.
See, that's why I just got it. I just know in my heart that it's okay with God.
I can just imagine Tim with two girls. All of a sudden, he turns sideways and just like swings his hand through the air. What was that? Oh, it's high-fiving God. I know he's proud of me. God's like, damn, Tim, look at those fine bitches.
God's like, I got the ass.
God's like, this is so fictitious.
God's like, I am so fake.
I was there when you were created. There is no way you could pull this off.
I can't. I'm not witty enough right now to think of it, but it makes me think of that footsteps in the sand thing.
Oh,
like, I'm sure you could turn that dirty with like some threesome action with God. And then
yeah, it takes more effort than I could than I can throw at it at the moment.
Yeah, me too.
Someone,
I was trying to think of something of where, like, the part where there was only the two footsteps or whatever, that's the part where God's tickling your ass, but I can't come up with a way to...
Whoa.
Can't come up with a way to, like, bring that home.
CJ, we turn it over to you. You are currently Tancast's funniest listener. Or at least most creative.
Oh, that story still kills me.
And Jeff commented how funny the "you might be a tan nasty" things were.
Yes, that is true.
And he's also Mormon, so he probably spends 3 hours at church. He knows more about God than most of us.
Probably.
Make it work. CJ, you're doing it.
Get it done. Oh, man, I love that you got the last episode or the latest episode posted today. And there's actually a comment on there already saying that this has got to be the fastest turnaround between episodes ever.
Yep.
Take What's break. Really funny is you could have another episode up tomorrow.
Yeah, I could. Well, I won't, but I could.
No, we need to not blow our load like that because there's going to be a big space since you'll still be in Disney World when I come back from L.A.
See.
And there'll be no
interrupting vacation to record Tancast.
Yeah, that's one reason we're recording right now, even though my wife was a little disapproving and but very understanding because she's awesome. It's like, well, just do it when you guys get back. I'm like, oh, you don't understand. It's good. We record tonight, or we have like 3 weeks of no Tancast.
Tim, you can cut this part out. This is
why
would
we do something like that?
This
we have a limited time.
Just cut this part out.
Please stand by. Technical difficulties are temporary.
You should should have saved that for after the show, man. We can't use any of that gold.
It's okay.
It's not okay, man. It's not okay.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
You're working magic.
My son's figured out two new tricks. One is blowing kisses. The other is making this noise. Hang on.
It's kisses.
The other
the name
is
your
this
penis?
Noise. He makes them interchangeably, so sometimes you'll think that he's about to blow you kisses, or, you know, come like give you a kiss on the cheek or whatever. He'll come up to you, stick his tongue out, and go right up against you.
Nice.
Great.
All right, Hannibal Lecter, stop tasting that. That's me.
You're like, just aim a little lower next time.
Oh, dude.
No.
Too
would,
soon?
No. Yes.
No. He's still
way
teething. He's, you know he's going to bite
How
down.
I, we can wait till he's 10.
He's still, but he's got a, he's teething. It doesn't mean he has teeth, does it?
Oh, yeah. No. He's got a full mouthful. Now it's molars.
Oh.
See, now you should have done it earlier.
I think I fucking bred a shark, dude.
Awesome.
Like we had him, and he started teething.
Oh, speaking of sharks, I saw Jaws 2 and 3.
And?
And neither one was good.
All right. I would agree.
Reviews!
But you know what is good?
Review!
What is good?
Oh, that's funny. Oh, sorry, what?
This link I just sent.
Okay. But before we get to that, what's funny is, speaking of Tank and Reviews, which is actually from Mean Dog, because I posted, I Twittered it and it ended up on Facebook. It was like, I'm watching Jaws 2. Things don't look good for the girl on the water skis. Or I don't think this ends happily for the girl on the water skis. And was it Dave? I think it was Dave from Mean Dog wrote, it turns out even worse for the audience.
Nice.
And then a friend of mine I used to work with at the radio station, Jim Dingler, wrote, that movie was so bad, I identified more with the shark than with the kids that were being eaten. So towards the end of the movie, like, this helicopter guy lands to try and help them out on their stranded boat, and they've got all this rope, and so he's like, throw me a line. And Jim stood up and went, two Jews walk into a bar, and everybody laughed in the theater. Oh, that was my favorite.
And Andy just sent a link to a Star Trek with Keisha song. Did you guys see the pictures of her with jizz all over her chest? Or a picture of her?
Nope.
What?
It's out there. Keisha. Her naked pictures are out there already. I will link you in just
I
a second.
I barely know who Keisha... Like, I only know that song because of someone... I think it was Gerard sent us the parody that was about Crocs. And then I heard the actual song on the radio. I'm like... Oh, they made a song out of that Croc song.
Oh, man. If you check it out on YouTube, if you look for TikTok and California Girls, and maddeningly, both of those titles have misspelled words in them. Apparently, they're exactly the same song because somebody, like, they did a mashup, but the mashup didn't involve, like, any sort of interleaving or, like, you know, just pulling out the audio or just the instrumentals of what and, like, overlaying them or anything like that. Like, literally, the person was just cutting back and forth between the audio, like, even mid-word, and the music is completely uninterrupted.
Crazy!
Wow.
Exactly the same fucking song. Like, wow, they sold you the same song twice.
What'd you say, Tim?
That is crazy, I said. So California Girls is the same song, like, same lyrics and everything?
No. The music underneath it is the same.
Stop it.
Wow.
Hey.
Stop it.
I amused him. Just stop that.
I hate you. And I hate your ass face.
I saw a good picture
of her. All right, fair enough.
You don't get to see the jism.
I know.
Oh, and also, the reason I know the song is because Sandy Steck, comedian friend of mine, does a joke about how she hates the lyrics to that song, where it says something about, we got plenty of swagger, we kick the guys to the curb if they don't look like Mick Jagger. Who the fuck wants to date Mick Jagger?
Oh,
fucking
tons of
chicks.
Or anyone who looks like Mick Jagger. No. You might want to date, sorry, I did her joke wrong, because maybe you want to date Mick Jagger, but you don't
but
want to date
guys
someone
who look
looks
like him.
Like,
yeah.
Leathered ass, old, big lip, fucking 60-year-old, drug, hard partying, fucking wizard, just, ugh. Like, if God had punished a California raisin and sent it to the dance floor, would you want to fuck it? No.
Oh, fuck yeah, I would.
Well, we know Noah's kinky.
Mick Jagger, Steven Tyler, who wins the weird mouth contest?
I have to go with Tyler. I guess I don't have to. I'm going to.
You have to. There's no avoiding it.
I have to. What have you leaked?
Linked?
Keisha covered in cum pin leaked?
Yep.
Wait, covered in cum? What?
Pick leaked. She's got cum on her chest.
It's not loading, and it's probably good.
Yep.
Actually, it's not that great. She
you don't see any nips, and somebody wrote DJ Stolen all over it.
Yeah, I don't know what. It's like when they fucking yell the remix. Remix! DJ Stolen! Every, like, 30 seconds. Like, fuck, I heard you the fucking first time. Let me enjoy the remix. There you go. That's my little rant about
Alrighty.
When they do that shit sometimes. It's annoying.
That was Andy-worthy.
It just ruins the song. I'm like, oh, this is good. Hey! I remixed this shit!
I know. You know how I know? Because I heard the original shit, and this differs.
And I heard, like, if they say at the beginning, alright, I'll remember that. You remixed it. Or I could just look at the track list in my fucking iPhone. You don't gotta tell me every 30 seconds.
Or you can say at the beginning and end, you don't have to keep going all the way through it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. DJ sucks a lot. Sucks a lot. Remix. Yeah. Sucks a lot. Remix.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Generally... Sucks a lot. Remix.
I hate when they remix it and ruin the entire flow of the song.
Yeah.
Like they just keep playing a verse over and over again. Like, just keep, let the song go. He didn't want to just, if he just wanted to write that verse over and over again, he would have.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, like, look at that, my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with mountains. Look at that, my breasts are small and humble, so you confuse
lucky,
them
lucky,
with mountains.
Breasts, humble.
Yeah. I remember I was performing at the Fat Cat in Modesto, which was a dance club after it was a comedy club. And I was like, oh, sweet, they're playing Billie Jean. It was like, Billie Jean is not my, she's not my, she's not my, she's not my, she's not my. What? Well, she's not your what?
Get on with it.
Let him finish. Can I finish? Can I finish? I turned Michael Jackson into Ross Perot. Not a lot of people are doing that.
Nope.
Tancast, getting it done.
Yep. Well, Michael was turning himself white, and there are a few people as blindingly white as Ross Perot, so.
Is he dead?
No. I don't think
so. He sure has laid low since he lost that election.
Nah, he went crazy for a little while, claiming that people were trying to drive his daughter crazy or something like that. Like, that people were following his daughter or some just crazy, crazy shit. Yeah, he is 80 years old. Ah, just turned 80,
80 years
two
young.
Weeks ago. Happy birthday,
Happy
Ross
birthday,
Perot.
Happy birthday, Ross Perot.
I got you nothing. You know why? Because you're worth $3.5 billion. How about kicking some shit down to me? I am Poe. I am too Poe to afford the OR.
Fuck, I drive a Pinto. I eat shit.
What?
Nice callback. He drives a Pinto and he eats shit.
Got it. I drive the paint and I ate shit. I was like, what?
I drive the paint and I had to eat some shit. It was a fucking sucky day.
That does sound like a bad day. Oh, speaking of driving and sucky days, I hate brakes.
Well, no, you like brakes. You just don't like paying to get them replaced.
Okay. I'm going to transfer my hate to the brakes themselves. I hate how expensive they are.
I like when you say, like, you know, I hate this. I'm like, you can just do it yourself. You just pop off the tire, take off the brake pad. It's like, fuck, I ain't doing that shit.
Wait, no, that's clearly the rhetorical you.
Fuck, you should have seen me trying to change the tire.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, you just jack up the car and fucking take off the tires might be a tricky part, but then you reach and then you just need this and this and maybe some wire. I'm like, some wire? Wait, what are we doing now? Fucking some Geppetto shit?
Brakes are important. I don't want to fuck that shit up.
Exactly. Oh, I remember when we moved into the tan house, I think Andy thought, Andy got a hookup on a gas dryer, like washer dryer, but the dryer was gas. And he's like, oh, but wait, it's an electrical hookup. But you know what? There's a gas line. I could just rig that up. I was like, easy fucking do it yourself. Easy, Bob Vila.
I remember that too. It's like, oh, hold on,
like,
buddy.
Slow it down. Whoa. You ain't doing shit.
It's just plumbing. Okay, so it's plumbing with fire, but come on.
What plumbing had you done up till that point?
You barely had all about change them. Your own faucet. Like, that was before.
I helped my dad build a fucking bathroom.
The bathroom didn't have gas.
I bet dad was in charge of most of it. I thought Dad said, do this shit, and you did that shit. It wasn't like you're like, Dad, I've got some thoughts I'm going to bring to this project. I've laid out some notes, some blueprints, some diagrams, see what you think.
We had metal pipes that were really old in our house, completely gutted all of the plumbing in the house and replaced it with PVC.
Lies.
I helped with that. I was like 11 and I helped with that.
Fucking, I help with a lot of shit.
Yeah, I help my wife with teaching aids. Doesn't mean I can go take over her classroom. All right, kids, here's what we're doing today. I'm going to have a small panic attack, and then you guys are going to go wild. Some
you guys
are going
to
get stabbed.
The wall.
Some of you will get hurt. I will be in the corner drinking.
The class nerd is going to clean up the pee stain I just left right here where I'm standing.
Would you be that scared of teaching a class of kids, Tim?
No, I'm exaggerating for the sake of humor. No,
I don't know you though. Maybe you get scared by little kids.
You don't.
I don't know, Tim.
Who is this guy?
Do you ever really know anyone?
Oh shit! No, it just got deep.
I just got deep, yo. I don't understand. All right, so out my front window, I constantly see this guy walking with a kid wrapped up in a fucking huge blanket.
Maybe the kid's missing parts and the guy doesn't want anybody to see his freak kid, but he still wants the kid to get air.
Maybe. But it's like, you get a stroller. It's like, why do you need that huge-ass blanket for? It's not like a little, like, oh, this is a kid-size blanket. It's like, this is the blanket I took off my queen-size bed.
There is no kid. It's a puppet, and he's just trying to get attention.
Maybe.
All right. Well, that wasn't funny. So, what do you guys have to say?
Like, didn't there used to be... Was that in San Jose where the guy had the umbrella and we walk around really slow? Did you ever see that guy, Tim?
Doesn't ring a bell.
I think he might have been dressed up like a clown and he would have an umbrella and he would just walk like incredibly slow.
Wow.
It was very strange.
There was this really old Asian couple that lived in my parents' neighborhood, somewhere around there. And they did the thing where, you know, like the wife walks like 5 paces behind the husband.
That's how it should be.
But they were both so old that, like, if he had just died, just fallen down and died, it would have taken her like a good 5 minutes to catch up to where he was.
Horrible.
You know what? If you're both that slow, I think she can probably tighten that up a little bit.
Fill in that dead space.
Yeah.
And boom goes dynamite.
Indeed.
Boom.
Holy shit, Ross Perot started EDS.
EDS?
I guess that explains why he's rich as hell.
Erect dick syndrome?
No. Electronic data systems.
Oh. That was gonna be my next guess.
Huge computing and consulting and whatnot company. HP picked him up about 2 years ago.
Huge. Ginormous.
Big. Yeah.
Hey, kiddies, guess what industry Andy's in?
The industry of gayness.
Indeed.
And business
industry
is booming.
Gayness.
Business is coming along nicely.
Did you say he blinded me with gayness, Tim?
I said industry of gayness.
Oh.
It had the right amount of syllables, even though it had none of the right words.
But you said gayness. It made me think in that song.
Yeah, that's what I said. It had the right amount of syllables. It just was none of the right words.
All right.
So I did a parody song without any of the right words.
Sweet.
Fair enough. You will deal with it, and you will fucking like it.
Boom. What are you doing, dude?
I'm fucking hulking out.
Oh, the rest of the... I don't know rest, but more of the Mel Gibson tape is out online.
Lovely.
Have you not heard it, Andy?
No.
It's 8 minutes long, so maybe you should listen to it later.
Maybe I'll put it right here, and that way this episode just got to a more respectable length.
Although, a lot of people have said it's hard to listen to, so be forewarned.
Okay, well, Tim, if you do put it there, definitely don't stick anything in there in the show notes saying that we've got a copy of that.
Yes.
Because it seems like the people who kind of have the rights to that tape, that Radar Online place.
Oh, yeah?
Which is, I'm assuming, where the rest of it is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they might be a little litigious about it. Because they've got it just posted fucking all over their site.
Yeah, that's true. It does say you can't rebroadcast this. Maybe I'll just reenact it.
Or you could just link to it.
Oh, man, if we had a couple of kids...
I'm trying to pad the episode, Noah. God damn it.
Tim,
oh,
you're a cunt.
Holy shit. Yeah, I know why it's difficult to listen to.
You're going
to
fucking
read the headline.
Blow me, and you're going to like it. My favorite
Didn't you say blow me, and I deserve that?
And that's what it was, and I deserve it, because I deserve it. My favorite, he calls her a cunt three times and then says, listen, honey. And she's like, don't call me honey. I was like, what?
Don't call me honey. Call me cunt. You know I like it.
I like his what? Fake little cry he does when she says, like, Jesus Christ. Fuck it. And there's a part where she says, you're not supposed to do that when someone's holding a baby and breaking my teeth twice. I was like, fuck.
You're not supposed to do that at any point, whether she's holding a baby or nothing.
Oh, it's okay. I can hold a baby to break her teeth.
Oh, she put the baby down? Crack! It's all good. She put the baby down. Why are you resting me?
My wife and I were talking about it yesterday. The Alec Baldwin thing where he went off, that was like, I don't think he said anything that somebody who was really, really angry and really, really pissed off, you know, maybe he regretted saying it later, but I don't think he said anything like unforgivable.
No.
The shit in, definitely crossed the line, Gibson did.
What?
Not even the rape by the pack of niggers. The other stuff that he was going off on her. Just...
How about the stuff that he did that they're talking about?
I'm just amazed how that she stays on the line and takes it.
Oh, and she's so calm. I was, you know
why?
Because
she knows she's recording.
Yeah, that's what Tim said too.
Yeah, that is what I said. I was like, well, yeah, she knows she hit the record button.
She's like, I'm not going to go crazy and say something stupid like you do.
She's like, all right. No. Any talking I do is just cutting down on the amount of talking you do.
Now, would that be admissible in court? Like, don't you have to let someone know you're recording them, or is it different if it's just someone?
No, like if it's somebody who's like threatening you, there may be different rules about it, okay. And it probably depends on like what state he was in and she was in. And
like, I know if you call up some customer service thing and they say they're recording you, I wasn't sure if it's because it's between a business and a...
And it's probably, I'm not a lawyer, but it's probably to cover their asses because the person calling them could be from like any one of a number of different states. They might have different rules about when things can be recorded.
Oh, that's true as well.
I'm pretty sure at the radio station we had to tell anybody when they were on the air that they were being recorded, you know, that when we called them and they were recording it or broadcasting it, that they were being recorded. And I think that's why we got in trouble for doing this thing where they did it actually before I was there. They would call a McDonald's. They had two phone lines, and they would call one McDonald's on one and call one McDonald's on the other, and then link the two together and mute their own microphone so that, like, they would both... They would pick up about the same time. It wasn't always McDonald's. Sometimes it was 7-Eleven. Hello, McDonald's. Hello, this is McDonald's. Yes, what do you want? What do you want? And then, like, you called me. I didn't call you. And then, like, it'd be amazing how long that argument would go on. This is McDonald's. Yes, this is McDonald's.
I was just like, well, that was weird. I'm going to go now.
Nope. Argue.
You called me.
Oh, man. Somebody did that to two Chinese restaurants. It was fucking epic. I'll see if I can find the link, and if we do, Tim can put it in here. If not, you guys can go along with the rest of your lives because there's more important shit in the world. But...
You got five lives? Are you making fun of me? You got five lives?
Yeah, so the guy places an order, asks the other guy to read it back to his friend. Hey, can you read this back to my friend, make sure I got everything right? And then connects them and just lets it go.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow, that is
silly.
Epic.
It's like, so you're coming here to pick it up? No, you come here to pick it up.
Silliness.
Much silliness.
Mm-hmm. Fun with phones.
I like when the soundboarding prank calls were all the rage. There was that one Al Pacino one. Mm.
Hello?
Guess who?
Hello?
Guess who?
Guess who?
Well, answer me. You just cost me $6,000.
What?
$6,000.
Really?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
What time do you have?
It's 12:22.
That's right.
Who is this?
What am I going to do this month?
Who is this?
My name is Richard Roma.
And what can I do for you?
You just cost me $6,000.
I cost you $6,000?
Yes.
How?
Where were you last night?
Where was I supposed to be? You got the wrong number.
Oh, what a big man you are. Hey, let me buy you a pack of gum. I'll show you how to chew it. Ooh.
What a sick man.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's what you gotta try so I can crack your fucking head.
How fucked up you are.
Yeah. Calm down. I straighten you out. Where the fuck are you? Hello?
Where was I? I was at home.
Who is this?
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt? You idiot.
Look, I gotta go before I get really mad and then I fucking hunt you down.
You fairy.
Yeah, you fairy. You fucking queer. You probably, I'm a fairy.
I find out whose fucking cousin you are, I'm gonna go to him and figure out a way to have your ass. Fuck you! I humiliated you. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I tell you what, fuck my job. I quit. Come downstairs.
Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, tough on the phone. Oh, everybody. My wife's tough on the phone, too. You just
what
like,
are you gonna do about it, asshole?
I don't know what I'm gonna do about it. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do about it. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do about it. Don't worry about what I'm gonna do about it.
You were saying.
I don't know who the fuck you are, but you're in for a big surprise. I tell you that right now.
That's right.
Because you don't know me, you prick.
Fuck you.
Get off the fuck. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
You fairy.
I give you a fairy. He's probably a fucking... fucking cocksucker. Oh, man, how I wish. With all the troubles in my life, I would like to beat your face in. You know that?
Fuck you.
Let me feel so good. Yeah, I know. Goodbye.
You fucking
I gotta
child.
Hang up now before I fucking run somebody over.
Oh, I'm going to have your job, shithead.
That made me... Ooh, that made Tim laugh a lot.
Indeed.
You fairy.
Fuck you. You fairy.
Crank Anchors was kind of funny.
Crank Anchors was funny depending on who was on the phone.
The really Sykes one was about the bird in the car.
Yes. I was just listening to that recently.
I know Tim liked that one.
I have a playlist on my iPod called Random Internet Crap, which is just stuff I've downloaded from the internet. I know. Crazy that I would name it that. But that's one of the
turd in my car. How does it...
I like that. Well, why don't you bring it in? Ah, I think I like it now.
I like it. Well, how long does it look like it's been in there? Steam is coming off of it.
I always wondered if that was actually like an answer, though. Because what if the car was warm? I know fresh turd steam, but it could just be a moist turd in a hot car.
And now we present Overthinking the Joke with Andy. Hey, no, you got any recipes?
Let me think about
this.
Sounds
like a no.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen, kids.
Not really. No, not right now.
All right. Well, you don't have to have a recipe every week. I just thought I would ask.
Checking in with you. I got a food review. I did try the new Double Down, but it's with bread. It's called the Doublelicious or something. It was okay. I would say it wasn't as salty as the Double Down was, which is something I didn't like about it. But it wasn't that good either. It was just okay.
I may try it tomorrow on the way to Tahoe.
I did enjoy the I always enjoy their fries, though.
Blech.
You like their fries?
I don't get fries if I can avoid it.
Potato wedges? I will say, they don't have any more, but my favorite sandwich that they ever made was the Triple Crunch Zinger. I love that thing.
Zinger!
A little spicy, some cheese, deliciousness. Me and Tim may go get some chicken and waffles together, and check it out and review. We'll do a little food review.
We might even make a video.
Maybe.
We don't know. It's all up in the air.
My friend Max wants to go. He was listening to the last episode, and he's like, I want to go chicken and waffles with you guys.
Fuck you, Max.
Now I'm sad we didn't go to Roscoe's when I came to visit you that one time, Tim. I was looking at it online, and it's like people love it. Like, delicious.
Missed out on that opportunity.
Oh, well, someday.
We went to a chicken place. It just didn't have waffles.
Yeah, and it was okay. I wasn't that impressed with it.
Well, what are you going to do? It was in walking distance, and that's all we had.
I know. I don't blame you. Well, we were going to go to another place. I think... Didn't we discuss going to Chicken Waffles place? I don't know.
I might have brought it up just because I was like, it's an L.A. thing, baby. Chicken and waffles.
Why don't they got Roscoe's around the Bay Area?
Because it's an L.A. thing and they fucking hate the Bay Area.
I think there's only like three of them. They don't hate the Bay Area. They are vaguely aware it exists.
Four or five. I just looked it up.
As with most of Southern California, California ends at right about Santa Barbara.
Bakersfield is Northern California.
Yep.
As far as they're concerned.
Fuck, Fresno. That was like Oregon?
It's all right. I'm going to San Francisco. Oh, I don't get up to Canada much. Whereas San Francisco hates LA. LA is like, whoa, yeah, you're from San Francisco.
What I love is that if you look at a map, like all the places that people from Northern California refer to as Northern California, really kind of central.
Yeah.
Like, if you measure it.
Oh, yeah.
We just sort of ignore that northern third of the state. Like, nobody lives up there. It's fucking hippies. It's Oregon South.
I drove through it a couple times going to that NACA conference and also going up to Washington. There is nothing there. I was just talking about this to somebody today. Like, I like to drive at night just because I'm used to having a car without air conditioning. And but the problem is they're not used to, like, between the Bay Area and L.A. and probably even San Diego, like, they're used to people getting on and off the freeway at all hours of the night. So you need to gas up, get some snacks, whatever. Like, every exit, there's usually a gas station and it's open.
Yeah, especially on 5 because there's fucking truckers on that 24/7.
Once you pass Sacramento heading up to Oregon, they're like, holy shit, someone's coming. We ain't open. We didn't even know. We have a thimble full of gas. That's all we got left. You want to lick it?
You got to lick
it. So, when will you have more gas? Tuesday. Next Tuesday. Not this coming Tuesday, but the Tuesday after. So I guess Tuesday after next.
Same time photon torpedoes get installed on the Enterprise B. Yeah. Boom! Star Trek Generations reference. Nailed it.
Delicious.
Put away your nerd boner for the week. Tim has handled it.
That's Tim handling your boner.
Your nerd boner. He likes to be specific. Speaking, we were talking about food. I just want to. I mentioned a couple episodes ago. I gave up soda for a while.
Uh-huh.
Fuck. I now have much more respect for people who can't quit drinking and smoking and shit like that. Just because you're constantly reminded of it. You go out to eat. And there's like all. It's like. You can have all these sodas or water. It's like, oh, I only get one other choice. And like everywhere, I went to the grocery store today. It was like, all this soda's on sale for you. Why don't you take some? I don't want any. You should have some. I don't need it. It's delicious. I'm aware. Take it. I'm like, when did the bag boys start singing?
Well, not only that, but then, you know, if you ever go to any kind of social gathering, someone will have soda. Oh,
you just feel like a schmuck. You're like, I'll just have water. Because they're always like, what, just water? Come on, we got this and we got that. No, I'll just have water. Water, babe, we got water. You guys are about to go, so you do it more prepared. Why does your voice get higher every time I ask for water? All the glasses are break. Now I can't even drink water.
Although it's always like, hey, we've got this soda. It's cold. Well, can I have some water?
it's your favorite type.
We got tap water. Well, do you have any ice? We have ice for the soda.
We have ice made out of soda.
Same thing we get.
We took the ice maker out so that we could fit more soda in the freezer so that the soda would get colder faster.
And that's why I'm sure it's hard for people to lose weight, because fucking there's all sorts of delicious foods out there all the time.
Yep.
It's like pizza
just because you eat healthy
and...
doesn't mean the rest of the world does. They're going to still eat some crappy shit.
And they're going to shove it right in your face. Look at that. Carl's Jr.'s now is a foot-long cheeseburger. Suck it down.
That, for once, that is something new. Fast food I saw that. I was like, no, I don't think I want that.
Yeah, me neither.
That's fucking
Carl's Jr. You know I love me some of that.
Oh, me too. But I'm like, that's just fucking too much.
Yep.
I've never been a big Carl's Jr. fan.
Oh, I love their burgers so good.
Okay,
all right. Man.
Everyone just here? You could actually hear Noah get a moisty.
Except the one time I tried to eat the double $6 burger, and I was sad.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I don't feel good. That was too much meat.
That one makes your heart hurt.
What were you starting to say, Andy?
I was starting to say that I went shopping for a dress shirt.
A dress?
Yes, a dress. I went shopping for a dress because I really want to be a dancer.
You were talking last episode. You're like, that dress
I know.
Looks so comfy.
I'm telling you. It just seems so comfy.
Anyways.
And yet, man, like when it's way up like on your waist like that, it's just like, and it's like thick canvasy material. It just seems so manly, but yet comfortable and flowy.
Hmm.
I want that.
Tim
doesn't
approve.
For me.
No.
Me. Not like a moo-moo. It's got a shape to it. It's like, oh, I'm a man. Look at my man nipples above this dress. This man dress. No woman could wear this dress. This dress is a pocket for my penis.
Do you let your tits hang out like in a fucking dune?
Yes. Yeah, so anyways, went shopping for a dress shirt. Was like, well, I'm looking for an unusual color anyway, because it's supposed to... I'm trying to kind of match in, since my brother-in-law is getting married this weekend. And my wife's in the wedding, and my kid's going to be the ring bearer and everything. It's like,
already?
I'll get a shirt that kind of... They kind of matches up all
getting responsibilities already?
I know, man. People trust him. They should not.
Blah.
But, so I was like, oh, well, they only have a couple of these, and they're all like I'm sure Tim's neck would fit in these, but certainly not my neck. So I go up to the guy. I was like, hey, now I noticed, like, all your shirts. I even looked at other colors just to see if it was, like, I was just boned because I'm picking an unusual color. And all of them seemed too small. I was like, hey, is there a reason that your shirts only go up to 16 inches or something like that? Then he goes, oh, well, you'll want our big and tall section. It's like, oh, you guys have a whole section for big and tall. When he said big and tall section, he really should have said crappy, completely forgotten about big and tall's corner. Like, literally, like, there was, like, a wall that was maybe the size of the wall in the office that I'm in right now with some stuff hanging off of it and, like, two tables sitting in front of it with the shittiest, like, oh, not stylish. It was like, this is made for big, like, beefy rednecks who don't know any better.
Or guys who are Crocs.
Yeah, really, or that.
So you were set?
Fucker. So it was like...
Fucker.
At first I was like, oh, they've got a section for big and tall guys like me. And I was like, no. They've got purgatory to show me off what a fat fuck I am and how little the rest of the world cares about me.
You're fat. You can't be fashionable.
Awesome. Well, plaid, I guess it is.
Really?
Yeah, like literally, like the dress shirts that they had there, they were plaid dress shirts. They look like dressier versions of the sort of plaid shit that you see every truck driving axe murderer wear in
Do
every bad
movie.
Do they
not have more than one store where you live?
No, I'd also struck out at Macy's, which did not have a big and tall section, and also had shit selection in my
but they
size.
But don't they have more even fitted shirts, though? Like, Macy's has a shit collection? They have tons of dress shirts. Well, at least the ones around here.
Yeah, that's the thing. Apparently, Macy's is getting rid of a bunch of different colors, and the one color that I wanted,
gotcha.
They had, like, four of them left.
Well, don't they have a big and tall store?
Yeah, that's next up on my list.
Why wouldn't you start there, dude? It might as well just be called Andy Shops Here.
Hey, Andy, what the fuck are you doing? Come here.
Andy, who are you kidding going to Macy's? Come on. Come on. Come on. People driving by. That is a big sign. Why'd they put ellipses in it? Nothing?
Yeah, I'm laughing.
All right.
Yeah, Speaking of which... You can't hear it over the fat.
A slight sidebar. There was a place that just opened up over here that makes signs. It was called Sign-O-Rama. But they just moved in, and apparently they hadn't made their sign for their building yet, so it's just this shitty-looking banner that said Sign-O-Rama. I'm like, that is the worst advertising ever.
Why did you take a picture of it and go, business fail?
By the time I thought about it, they'd already switched it over.
Oh, okay.
Damn it. Because we were leaving to go to the airport, and by the time we'd flown back, they'd fixed it.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad.
Oh. Well, that yawn reminded me that we need to wrap this up.
I was going to say that a minute ago, but I didn't want to disturb your flow.
Disturb it.
I would like to thank my two co-hosts for making time out of their evening to make sure we could have a episode for the listeners this week.
Evening, motherfucker. It is 22 minutes until tomorrow for me.
Yeah, Tim.
So it's still the evening.
No, this is night. This is officially night.
Evening and night are interchangeable.
If I were to toss Noah outside, I would ask him to smile so I could see him.
No, it's not even that dark. Your logic has flaws all over it.
I know. I just had to be a little bit racist to finish us off.
I don't know. Tim, I'm black as night.
I'd also like to thank all three of our wives, even though only one of them can hear me say this, for putting up with the shit this week.
Indeed.
Not sure when we'll have another episode, but it'll be great when we have it. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Kisses.
Unfortunately for you, you've just listened to an episode of Tancast. Check out our official website at tancast.com, where you can find the show notes for this or any other episode. You can read our blog. You can find links to our Facebook fan page, our Twitter page, our YouTube page, and our official Tancast store. You can email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme song. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes by searching for Tancast, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so others can find us. Thank you again for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next time on Tancast. Tancast.
Hey, all you Tancasties and Tan Nasties, the show is over, but as promised, I am bringing you some Tan Laughs. Let's go with the old theme song.
Tan Laughs!
Okay, this first Tan Laugh is sent to us from Austin. And here it goes. The principal of an all-girls high school calls a shy pastor one day and asks if he can come and talk to the girls about sex. The pastor agrees. He goes to his date book and starts to write it down when he remembers that his notebook is accessible to others. He writes down horseback riding instead. The day before the meeting, the principal calls the pastor and asks if he can still do it tomorrow. pastor wasn't home, so his wife picks up and says, "Let me check his date book." Oh yeah, he's available. He's done it twice. The first time he was so sore he couldn't even walk, and the second time he fell off. The second tan laugh is from Melanie, a.k.a. Princess Edamame. You always got to speak of royalty in their royal names. Anyway, what's black and white and has wheels? A zebra. And I lied about the wheels. Our final tan laugh comes from Alyssa, who instructed me to say that she heard it from her stupid cousin. And it goes like this. How are a black person and a bike similar? Neither work without a chain. Racism! And that's how we like to end this. So we will see you guys in a little while on the other side of Walt Disney World. Stay thirsty, my friends.